Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what is new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today, we're talking about how to think like a lender so you can negotiate the very best loan terms, whether you're working with a bank or a private lender. You want to be able to negotiate the best terms. If you're going to negotiate great terms with a lender, it's important to take the time, understand what they're concerned with so that you can actually think like a lender and now you can negotiate with them. When a lender lends you money, they're asking one question and one question only. The question is, if I lend you money, how am I going to get it back? They have about 50 different ways of asking that one question, but that is really the only question they ask. If I lend you money, how am I going to get back? Am I going to get it back if things go well? How am I going to get it back if things don't go well? It's always the same question. So they want to assess the risk. That is, what is the likelihood that you're going to default on the loan? That's why they look at your credit score. It's an indicator of how you've handled money in the past. If you have bad credit, it means you're not very good at handling money. If you have good credit, chances are that you're better at it. And if this is an investment property, they're going to be looking at your track record managing investment properties. The second piece they're worried about is the security. That is to say, how is their interest in the property secured? Now, most of the time, their interest in the property is secured on title with a document called a mortgage. Now, some people think that you go to a bank to get a mortgage, and that's completely incorrect. The mortgage is the document that you, the borrower, give the lender. It is a security document. It is the lien on the property that allows the bank to hold the property as collateral against the loan. And one of the critical items they look at is the loan-to-value ratio. So let's take a simple example. Let's say you buy a property that's worth $100,000 and you borrow $10,000 and the other remaining $90,000 is equity. So the loan would be at 10% loan to value. In that situation, the bank probably doesn't care whether you default on the loan or not, because if they have to take over the property and sell it, even at a fire sale price, they're going to get back their $10,000. That's almost guaranteed. So it's always the combination of risk and security that define the overall safety of their investment in your property. If, on the other hand, it's reversed and they are loaning 90% of the money and you're only putting in 10% equity, now their risk is much, much higher, because if the loan goes bad and they need to foreclose on the property and sell it potentially at a fire sale price, there is a chance they will not get all of their money back. So it is that combination of risk and security that defines safety. It's important to realize that when it comes to negotiating terms on a loan. What you will discover is that some lenders will charge you a higher interest rate at a higher loan-to-value ratio. When they do that, they're not just charging you that higher interest rate on that little incremental piece, they're charging you the higher interest rate on the entire loan amount. So let's look at a specific example. I received a quote from a commercial lender at three different loan-to-value ratios. Now, these are commercial loans, so the interest rates are a little bit higher than they would be for residential, but be that as it may, the interest rates varied according to the loan-to-value ratio. So at 60% loan-to-value, the bank was willing to lend money at 4.3%. At 70% loan-to-value, the interest rate went up to 4.9%. And at 75% loan-to-value, it went up to 5.8%. So as you can see, there's a significant jump in interest rate for that last 5%. In that situation, you may in fact be better off to take a principal loan at 60% loan-to-value, take the lower interest rate, and then get secondary financing, even at a higher interest rate, because it's on a smaller loan amount. When you start to think like a lender, when you start to understand, you're in a much better position to actually negotiate the loan terms with the lender. A lot of people think that you go to a bank, you fill out an application, and they either approve or deny the loan. And that's certainly one way to do it. What I prefer to do is I prefer to write down a set of loan terms. That is to say, here's the interest rate that I want, here's the term of the loan, here is the prepayment penalty, and so on. Go through the entire list of terms that would be on a letter of commitment from the bank or on a term sheet from the bank. And what I will ask them is, what is the maximum loan amount you will be willing to give under these terms? In that situation, I almost never get denied the loan. I always get a term sheet from them. And now I'm in a position to determine which lender I'm going to go with, because I can shop that same loan request to four or five lenders, and now I'm in the driver's seat because I have four or five different offers for a loan at that under those terms. and I can pick the best offer for my project. Hopefully this gives you a different insight or a different way of thinking about how to shop for a loan. As you're thinking about your projects, thinking about how to get them financed, go out, make some great things happen, have a spectacular day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.